This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, returning once again, and I've got to ask her a question about something. But here we go again with another exciting episode of The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. And I saw a picture of a gun called, what is that? Bellicus?
Bellicus, yes. It's Latin for warlike.
I see. And this is something that you helped develop?
Yes, it is, with Chambers Customs. Joe Chambers and Heidi Chambers invited me to participate in a series of guns they will be releasing that are co-designed with prominent figures in the firearms community. First individual being Chuck Pressburg of Press Check Consulting. And they invited me to participate as the second person in that series to develop with them a custom 1911 of all of my favorite things. So we released it and announced it today. Well, there's only going to be 25 of these made, and they're going to be gorgeous. I cannot wait to get mine.
Okay. Did you do those pictures? Because I'm going to change my mind about what I want to do to whoever took those pictures if it was you.
No, those are the teaser pictures that Joe has been leaking out over the past week to drop the hint.
I'm going to find whoever took those and strangle them with a phone cord. But anyway.
It's not enough, I know. It's just such a tease.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Let's get into some better stuff. So I leave this to you now. You have your guest set up, and she is ready to go, and I will let you do the introductions and stand by and let you have that. So have at it.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we would like to welcome to the show this evening Tiffany Johnson of Citizen Safety Academy. She's also with Front Sight Press and Rangemaster. Tiffany and I met a year ago at the TACCON conference and have had many a great conversation regarding the things we're going to discuss this evening about the evolving state of firearms training community, women in the firearms training community, and the power of diversity in the fight to maintain our Second Amendment rights nationwide. Tiffany is a member of the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation, and she's earned instructor credentials. There's a long list of them, so I'll give you an abbreviation. From the state of Tennessee, the state of Mississippi, the NRA, she is an NRA training counselor. She has earned high accreditations within the Saab Ayub group and advanced instructor credentials through the Rangemaster group. She is, in my opinion, an exceptionally talented educator and a powerful speaker when representing American gun owners, and I am thrilled to have you back on the show.
Wow, thank you. I'm kind of impressed with whoever that chick is that you're talking about. She sounds awesome.
Yeah, we're going to hang out. We get along great.
I need you to introduce me everywhere I go. That was pretty cool.
I can do that. But you might blush a little, but that's all right. We can make that happen. Well, it's easy to do because, again, we bring in important and prominent people within our community onto the show, and we bring people onto the show who may not have a million Instagram followers but are doing incredibly important and valuable work within our community. So you are not an unsung hero because you are a very prominent figure within your circles. But we would like to give you national exposure so that more people can understand that there are people doing this work in our community. And while we might not be, you know, the lead singer of the band at all the concerts, we certainly are in many of them. So this is an opportunity to let them know a little bit more about you and what you're doing. Now, you have gone, are you full-time within the firearms training community now or within the firearms world, or do you still do other things as well?
Well, that's a good question. I've got, I don't know, 4 or 5 jobs. So I'm not sure if that means I'm part-time in all of them or kind of full-time in all of them or some combination. I guess it depends on the time of year.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. And within the firearms space, you know, you're within the firearms community, you do Citizens Safety Academy, and you also do Front Sight Press, and you're also with Range Master, one of the driving forces behind making TACCON such a success every year. So within the firearms training community, if you were going to tell me your drive or your mission, what is that driving force? I know I could tell you mine, but I want yours.
Wow. Well, I guess my biggest mission is to see everybody actually live the idea that they so often talk about, which is that the Second Amendment is universal, and the ideas that underlie it apply to everyone, and it doesn't discriminate whatsoever. There are a lot of folks who can run off the bumper sticker version of that, but it bothers me sometimes that folks maybe don't act in furtherance of that ideal. So I'm hoping that we can remedy that a little bit at a time.
And explain some of the ways that you're putting that into practice.
Well, it's just small chunks off of the block at a time. Rome wasn't built in a day. But one of the ways that I'm trying to do at least my little part is through training. You and I share a love of training and education, and I think we both agree that that's going to be the gateway through which we reach hearts and minds. And so as I try to filter my advocacy, if you will, through training and through education, I find that people are more receptive to that when they feel like you are trying to enhance their lives as opposed to trying to make them agree with you.
Yes, I agree completely. Education is unifying. Politics can be polarizing, and then we lose on all fronts. So I will dive more into that specifically into the next segment as we talk about education and some of the things we see going forward. But I have to do a gear highlight in each segment. We're going to make sure we do that going forward on the show. You have an awesome EDC setup. It blew my mind the first time I saw it. In 30 seconds, tell everybody your EDC.
Well, it varies, but typically I carry 2 guns, one on the right hip and one on the left hip, usually some version of a Glock, a 19, or if I'm wearing closer-fitting clothing, maybe a 43. And I carry in a modified belly band that has Kydex inserts to better protect my trigger guard.
Okay, I want to remind everybody that 2 guns. First time I met Tiffany, she was going to the airport, and she took one gun off and took it apart and put it in a box. I was like, oh, cool, that's great. I look away, I look back, and she's taking a whole other Glock 19 out. It was just, you know, here I am trying to fight to get people to carry 1 gun, and she's got 2, and I'm fully expecting to see a 3rd come off an ankle. I was kind of amazed that there wasn't. But I will not underestimate you, and I will probably see that happen the next day. We're together. So how can people go to find out more about you, about how to train with you? Where can they find you online?
Sure. So the class schedule is at citizenssafety.com. And if you're interested in some of my thoughts and advocacy stuff, that's at frontsightpress.com.
I think we should spring for a tattoo that says 2-Gun Tiffany.
I see a morale patch coming.
Yeah. Get with Gene to make that happen, Tatiana.
All right. This is already
going in a direction we've never been before, so I can't wait for the break to be over with. We'll be right back. This is Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock, and this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Home of the At One Thumb Hole Stock. Go check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. First things first, I need to lay some new ground rules, Tatiana, just so you know, okay?
Okay.
If we're going to have Tatiana and Tiffany on the show, then I get to be referred to as Vladimir, because it's not going to be Tatiana, Tiffany, and Bill. Just not going to roll that way, okay?
And we'll call you Vlad.
Yes, Vlad. I like it. And item number two, Tiffany does have a pretty good thing. So I need you to, like, introduce me every segment, every show from here on out through eternity.
Right.
Okay. Tiffany, okay, good ear, Tiffany. I never had thought of it that way. So, I mean, and if there's any more rules that pop into my head, I'll let you know as they come up. So in the meantime, you guys just please carry on.
Excellent. Well, on that note, we'll pick up on one of the topics that we wanted to cover into some depth this evening, which is obviously a subject that is near and dear to my heart, which is education. And there's a lot of positive things happening within the firearms educational community. We're seeing a rise in women not only purchasing firearms, which is a statistic that gets talked about quite a bit, but we're seeing them starting to participate more and more and more in actual courses and training events, joining organizations such as A Girl and a Gun. And we are pleased to announce that Tiffany has joined the A Girl and a Gun Leadership Training Team, which is a volunteer position that helps the organization form and create programs to teach and welcome new participants across the country in firearm safety and in further development into concealed carry and competitive sports, et cetera, et cetera. So welcome, Tiffany, to the fold.
Thank you. I am so excited.
It's quite an interesting thing. It's always an organic experience because the needs of our community change so rapidly. But one of the topics we wanted to dive into, because this is something that I see you doing very well, and I love your message and the work that you're doing as an NRA training counselor, but investing in building women educators, cultivating a community of strong teachers. Talk to us about what's that motivation? What is this program that you do, and how are you bringing more women in?
Well, thank you again for the kind words. You were just humbling me left and right today. I really appreciate that. I am absolutely dedicated to bringing in not just more women instructors, but more good instructors, more female instructors and more diverse instructors in general, but all of whom are really good at teaching. I think it's critically important that we impress upon everyone out there who's even thinking about trying to impart this skill set to another human being. They have to remember that the art of teaching is a completely different thing than the art of shooting. And I think there are too many training outfits that sort of tap new trainers by having them shoot a lot. And that's great. Of course, if you're going to teach, you should know how to shoot, but you also should know how to teach. And the two don't necessarily come hand in hand. And I really wish more firearms trainers would focus more on learning about pedagogy, about classical pedagogy, about teaching best practices. There's a whole science out there. There's a whole field that most shooters barely scratch the surface of. So that's where I'm focused. And I think women oftentimes are uniquely equipped to take on this challenge. And so I would love to see women better represented in the community of firearms instructors.
I would absolutely agree. And we see this quite a bit. We see individuals who will go with their spouses to, quote unquote, teach them how to shoot. I've seen this from both sides of the coin. We're not beating up on the guys here. I've seen some ladies bring their partners, their husbands, their boyfriends, their sons to the range, and it's not always a pretty picture. So it is, you know, two-sided experience here. But being a adequate shooter does not necessarily make you an adequate communicator. And the last thing we want to do is dissuade people from participating even further. I see a lot of experiences where the trainer, it's a very one-sided experience. the trainer is then turning around and then going and vomiting up information all over an audience of students. And they give you after the 10 seconds of completely blank expressions, they give you the yes, sure, just to make it stop. So we just have there. You know, that head nod, which is a little disconcerting when we're going to be working with guns.
Absolutely.
So, oh, my goodness. So now within Citizen Safety Academy, you have developed a couple of programs, which we at A Girl and a Gun are embracing wholly, and we encourage people to find you and take these classes. Talk to us about the assistant instructor class, because this one makes me smile on the inside.
Well, thanks. We are really excited about it. We just rolled out this class a couple of months ago, and it came to be because we at Citizen Safety, we have several experienced shooters who are interested in teaching but are in the sort of apprenticeship phase. And there are plenty of instructor certification courses out there, but we couldn't find anything to specifically train assistant instructors. I'm a firm believer that assistant instruction is very different from co-teaching. It's different from being an RSO. It's different from being a coach. All of that, those are very unique roles that have specific tasks assigned to them. And so we developed a curriculum that trains assistant instructors on how to be more effective on the line and how to be a better complement to their lead instructors that they're assisting. And so I hope that that class takes off. The first one was really popular. We just kind of rolled it out to a small group, and I think we're going to be offering it more often.
Well, I encourage everyone to go to the website and read about it. If you are an educator, I would encourage you to take it because there's a lot of valuable information there. Really quickly, in 10 seconds or less, what is the top firearm you are seeing coming into classes from your students? What are they bringing?
We get our usual complement of M&Ps and Glocks, but lately I've been seeing a lot more micro guns, Ruger LCPs and stuff like that. Yeah, it is.
So where can people go online to learn more about Citizen Safety Academy?
Our address is citizenssafety.com, and that's citizens with an S, plural.
And you are on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. So please go follow them, give them a like, and explore the website further.
And be sure and check out my new Instagram account, Just Vlad. We'll be right back with the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's vice president speaks at the largest annual gathering of conservative leaders in America as Vice President Mike Pence tells the crowd at CPAC just outside Washington today.
The truth is, we want to make poor people richer. They want to make rich people poorer. We want to make poverty more rare. They want to make poverty more comfortable. That's a choice we face today, men and women, between freedom and socialism. Between personal responsibility and government dependence.
The CPAC convention wraps up tomorrow, but not before President Trump delivers an address to the gathering for the second consecutive year. The Trump administration is planning to end large-scale joint military exercises with South Korea to help ease tensions with North Korea, and the White House says it will also save the United States a lot of money. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA.
Yep, soak it in.
You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, the ergonomic excellence awaits you. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And this is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. I was just thinking about Tatiana out on the range at the party. You cheated that day out on the range at that party at that SHOT Show, didn't you? Because you were wearing that long coat.
I was smart. I came prepared. I know how cold it is in the desert in Vegas in January. It's brutal. I'm from Maine. I know cold.
But didn't they make you, you know, sort of take the coat off so you could look cool while you posed with the syndicate guns, or did they just leave you alone?
Oh, no, I had to get down to the base layers and look like I wasn't freezing for a few minutes. Those pictures were hard-earned, Bill. They had better be good.
I'm sorry I missed that one. Sorry I missed that one. So anyway, enough of that nonsense coming out of me. Let's let you ladies go ahead on with it. Have at it.
Certainly. Well, something else that Tiffany and I have in common, and many of the women who participate on the show do, is as much as we are educators and advocates, we're also students, because we wouldn't be in this industry if we didn't love to do this thing called CHOOP. We can talk about it, we can preach it, and we can go out there and give great lectures and presentations, but the thing that feeds our soul is actually getting out there and being a student and getting that range time in and actively learning and finding out where we're awful and finding out where we're great and then playing in the spaces in between to make sure everything gels. And one of the most phenomenal things about our community is that as a group of educators, we do come together and learn from each other. There are a couple of events that happen across the country every year. One of my favorites, and it's fairly new to me, last year is the first year I participated as a lecturer at the invitation of Tom Gibbons, which when I got that email, by the way, it blew my mind. I couldn't believe he invited me to come, and I'm still kind of in shock that I get to go and present and teach and participate in this thing. But TACCON is a Rangemaster event that is just incredible, and I'm amazed that I didn't know about it and that there are still people that don't know about it. And Tiffany, you're an integral part of the Rangemaster family, kind of an adopted daughter of Tom and Lynn. Can you tell us a little bit about what Rangemaster is and how TACCON came to be?
Sure. Well, Tom Gibbons began teaching long before this, but Rangemaster officially came into being in 1996 in Memphis, Tennessee. And Tom's teaching curriculum grew so much, and he ended up doing so much traveling that recently the brick-and-mortar shop in Memphis closed when Tom and Lynn moved to Florida, and so now they do itinerant training entirely. But ever since 1998, Tom and Lynn, Tom has been putting on the Tactical Conference, which now is lovingly known as TACCON. And that is a three-day weekend where we bring together over 40 instructors from across the country who put on two-hour and four-hour blocks of instruction on everything from live fire, handgun, shotgun, and rifle to gear lectures to social-type stuff to legal stuff to medical stuff. There's a hand-to-hand bay where we do empty hand skills. It's just a jam-packed weekend. There are five tracks of simultaneous instruction going on at any given time. And this year we have almost 350 people descending on the great city of New Orleans, Louisiana, in just a few weeks. And it's going to be a whole bunch of fun. I am super excited that Tatiana is going to be joining us again. Thank you for coming back. I can't wait to see your session, and anybody who didn't see it last year, you better come back this year because it's going to be even better.
Oh, yes, it's going to be fun. I cannot wait. I was able to get to view a bunch of the presentations, and the wealth of knowledge that just gets shared there is mind-blowing. It's incredible. You've got, name some of the folks who are going to be there and participating and teaching.
Wow. So we have... of course, Tom is going to be teaching. I think he has three different blocks this year, and he's teaching a new block on home invasions, which is going to be rolled out at TACCON for the first time. John Hearn is going to be back, Masad Ayoub, Carl Wren. We've got all six pieces of the ShivWorks cartel, led by Craig Douglas. And, Steve Moses, a bunch of folks coming for some new. We have a few new presenters, but there are some who have been coming to TACCON, like Claude Werner and Skip Gokenauer and John Holshin. There are some who have been coming for years. One of our newest additions is the rising star, or his star has already risen. He's no longer rising. Gay White, who everybody loves. He's a sensation, and so we are super excited that he's going to be back for his second year. And the list goes on. There are plenty of folks, and it's a really good time.
So if folks are interested in learning more about Rangemaster, you have a website. Where can they go to find out more?
So you can go to rangemaster.com, and there is a tab there for the Tactical Conference. You can click there to learn more about it. But, I'm not even sure if I'm supposed to reveal this yet, but we will soon be unveiling a whole separate website just for TACCON. And so that address is TACCON.info. It is not live yet, but it will be soon, so stay tuned for that.
I can only imagine, because the TACCON movement is pretty powerful, so it kind of needs its own world.
Yeah, so it has grown so much. It's just outgrown that page on the Rangemaster site. It needs its own space.
It's a giant beast moment. So what are you bringing, what programs are you looking forward to at TACCON this year? I have to say, I saw you are an incredible performer. You helped Craig Douglas of ShivWorks produced his segments, which were outstanding. If anyone wants to see, and you won an award, there is an award that was bestowed upon you for your incredible performance as a role player in the Shivwork session, and absolutely worthy. If you have not experienced this, it is worth it. I hope at some point we're able to get these online, but of course we try not to reveal the secrets behind Craig. But what are you doing at TACCON this year? What events are you looking forward to participating in?
So unfortunately, I don't really get to participate in much at TACCON because I'm so busy running around like a crazy person trying to put out fires and make sure all of the instructors have everything that they need. But I am going to be helping with Craig's experiential learning lab. I'm a role player in his scenario, Force on Force, EVOS. And I'm also, along with Akhil Kadir, who is the owner and founder of Citizen Safety, we're doing a block called The Changing Face of the Industry, which I suspect is going to cover much of the topics that you're going to touch on in your next segment.
Absolutely. And once more, where can folks learn about TACCON and Citizen Safety Academy?
Rangemaster.com and citizensafety.com.
All right, everybody hang on because I can't multitask. I'm doing a text right now. Dear Masad Ayub. Tucon Tiffany just spilled the beans. Send. Okay, now, anyway. Well, the weaponized woman will continue when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Special kind of host to pull off that bump, let me tell you. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. This is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest. And first of all, I'm going to tell you ladies how to get over on... Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you my problem with Masada Yoob. Then I'm going to tell you how to get over on him. Taking notes? Okay. First of all, whenever Masada comes on my show, his voice is deeper than mine. So I'll be like, so Masada Yoob, what's going on? He'll be like, well, listen, over there, I was just as an expert wit. And that just makes me look bad. That's not good. Then... when you have a quiet moment with him, walk up to him and say, listen, I heard that Count Dante is the most dangerous man alive. That's an article he wrote for Black Belt Magazine when I was 14 years old that I read.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be like, wow. You've been talking to that radio dude again, haven't you? So, anyway, I don't know if he'll like that or not. Anyway, but once again, I digress. Please, please, by all means. Take off and fly, ladies, fly.
Okay, well, we will attempt to get airborne here. The last segment is we really want to make sure we touch on, and it is surrounding diversity in the Second Amendment community and some of the trends that we're seeing that are positively influencing where we're going as a nation and with our gun culture. And unfortunately, due to the political situation we have and the very changing and rapidly changing landscape state to state, we're seeing that advocacy is becoming something that is absolutely paramount in maintaining what we have. You know, in the East Coast where I am, we're starting to see our rights erode one state at a time. And unless we as a community of Americans get together and I'm not talking about going and creating giant rallies, but actively participate in a dialogue with individuals who may not be sure about what this is all about and just providing them some facts and information. This is the kind of grassroots effort that we need to have to maintain what we have so our children have an opportunity to participate in the gun culture that defines us as Americans. So
So Tiffany does a lot of phenomenal work within this space in different facets of it. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to discuss a little bit about the advocacy work that you do specifically relating to diversity within the Sacramento community.
Sure. So as you know, this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, although it is it's fraught with difficulty, I'll say that. not the easiest hobby to take on. But I firmly believe, I really, really do think that this is not, I'm not being melodramatic when I say that the future of the Second Amendment, the survival of the Second Amendment depends on inclusiveness and diversity. I don't think that is an over-exaggeration in any way. And I think that the broader community of shooters and people in the kind of pro-gun world really are that sometimes are slow to appreciate just the full import of that and the immediacy of it, because it may not be that the Second Amendment is going to be repealed tomorrow if we don't all hug it out and sing kumbaya. It's not that obvious. But I do think there is an existential threat the longer we ignore our need to broaden this community and to be more welcoming and more inclusive.
So what are you seeing for programs or groups or movements that are working nationally to make this kind of thing happen? You know, the NRA does its body of work. They have the education wing. They have the lobbying wing. We have the NSSF. We have a ton of grassroots programs that do phenomenal work. What are you seeing as good examples that people should go and look at or consider supporting?
Absolutely. So one of my favorites is Tony Simon's Diversity Shoot. He's in New Jersey. So he is doing really tough work in New Jersey. And if you go to diversityshoot.com, you can read all about it. But he brings in folks from all walks of life and has all kinds of different guns out there just so that people can be exposed in a non-intimidating, no pressure, non-judgmental environment that is 100% free of politics. And I think it's wonderful. If you haven't checked out the website Gun Culture 2.0, David, and you know what? I've never met David in person, and I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. It's Yemane or Yamani? I don't know. I guess I should have prepared that before this radio show. But Gun Culture 2.0, if you Google it, it'll come right up. He's doing a lot of academic studies and scholarship about the new face of the gun world. And he's just launched a new website called Gun Curious, which I think is amazing. There are other smaller groups that focus on non-traditional populations that may not fit the quote-unquote stereotype for gun owners. Armed Equality is one. The Liberal Gun Club, Lara Smith, is doing great work there. Black Gun Owners and Education is another one, BGOE. And I'm personally really happy about any program that is working with kids. I think that's a huge underserved market. The NRA's Eddie Eagle program is fabulous, and a lot of people don't know about it. Mm-hmm. I've heard you talk, Tatiana, about how you work with kids and families, parent-child teams and things like that at your range, and I think that's phenomenal. Any group that is working on introducing children at a young age, kids and teens, to gun safety and to appreciation for guns' place in American history, I think all of that is phenomenal and is going to do wonders for our securing a healthy community of gun owners and just people who appreciate the Second Amendment, whether or not they own guns.
I could not agree more. And this comes down to a family experience and bringing families together to continue a culture, which is not entirely lost, but it's actually a new experience for so many families because they've been removed from the knowledge of what it means to be safe in an environment with a firearm. This used to be standard American culture, and we're about three generations removed from that being the norm. So we're seeing a lot of people come to the table from all walks of life and all abilities, ages, and experience levels to do this. So I couldn't agree with you more. And I do think that Eddie the Eagle does a phenomenal job. I integrate that program into every youth program that we have. And it's interesting to watch the parents learn just as much as the kids. So it's very, very powerful.
Absolutely.
So we have to end the segment with the show with some gear stuff here. You know, I got to announce my dream gun today. What is your dream gun, Tiffany Johnson? I'm dying to know.
Oh, this is going to be so disappointing. I don't really have a dream gun. I know that that is totally anticlimactic, but yeah, I guess my dream gun is the one that I have with me, should God forbid I ever need one.
During the show, I have repurposed my Pelican 1510 case to be a, I put a G-code paddle on it, mm-hmm. and I can now carry 16 handguns concealed, although I can't walk.
My gosh.
So I will have to
get one. Are you going to the gym, lifting things up, putting them down?
No, I'm just going to have a motorized scooter like those guys at, like those Mad Max dudes at SHOT Show that mowed everybody down. Those guys have like a body count. Did you notice how many bodies they had stenciled on the side of their little scooters? I did.
I'm going to have to look next time.
Yeah. Tiffany, are you more of a striker-fired person than a hammer-fired person?
I am. Although I do share Tatiana's love for the 1911, I must say.
Well, you ought to go get you a Gucci Glock. You ought to go get like an Agency Arms Glock or, I think the Agency Arms Glock is a pretty good one. That's a nice Glock. The trigger's worth the price of admission. I've got a guy down here, Ace Firearms. He makes very nice ones too. So, I mean, that should be what you look for. Plus I like mine painted, so I get mine painted. Anyway.
Well, part of it is me resisting with all my might the temptation to start fetishizing about gun accessories, because then I'll be even more broke than I am right now. I can't afford to dump any more money into guns.
We might have to have a chat about that one. Anyway, ladies, thank you for joining me very much. Thank you very much for joining me. We will have this again next week. The Weaponized Woman. Find Tatiana Whitlock at TatianaWhitlock.com. Coming up next is Dean Weingarten. Hour number 3 is Inbound, and this is Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.